Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Oh, look, we have another hashtag campaign. Because you can't have enough hashtag campaigns. Well, you know what this one is about, right? Well, it's obvious. It's obvious. You have a shooting. Stabbing. Shooting and stabbing. Or if you want to be chronologically correct, stabbing and shooting. Is it insensitive of me to keep pointing that out? I don't think so. In fact, I will tell you who I think is insensitive. The people, I think it is insensitive to the victims who were stabbed to death, to their families, to just pretend they don't exist. And you are seeing this again and again and again in media coverage. That, with the rare exception, the Wall Street Journal is doing a pretty good job of pointing out that half of his fatality victims were stabbed and the other half were shot. But it's an inconvenient truth to the anti-gun nuts who, again, are trying to make this all about the gun, even though half his victims were stabbed. It just doesn't matter, but you're not hearing about machete control or stricter machete regulations. You're not hearing about that. And in fact, nobody's really blaming this kid. There was a joke that, gosh, where did I bet you it's 20, 30 years ago, and I've told it on the air before, where there's a guy lying in the street beaten nearly to death. He's beaten to a bloody pulp. Two sociologists happen upon the guy, carefully step over him to keep walking and say, you know, whoever did this really needs our help. Except it's not a joke anymore. That's the way we look at things. You can't... Nobody is blaming Elliot Rodger. Why didn't the cops understand when his parents called? They should have taken this kid away right away. Why? And I'm not saying he didn't have issues, but the immediate belief system is that he couldn't control what he did. Now, we do have to look into these mental health issues. I've said all along, I think they're a big part of the problem. But now we have a hashtag. Hashtag Yes All Women grows after comments by Elliot Rodger, the alleged Isla Vista shooter. Women's rights activists around the country are stepping up their call for a national campaign to reduce violence against women in the wake of a mass stabbing and shooting. Again, the Wall Street Journal mentioning both. Very good. Mass stabbing and shooting in California that also revived calls for tougher gun laws, but no calls for tougher knife laws. That was me. Students, teachers, and family mourned the victims in memorials across California on Tuesday. Police say the suspected gunman, 22-year-old Elliot Rodger, killed four men, two women, and himself near the Santa Barbara campus Friday, but was thwarted in his efforts to enter a sorority where he planned a sustained attack. The violence came after he left a trail of written and videotaped grievances against women released before his rampage. Unfortunately, nobody took notice of it, and nobody put a stop to it. In a long email message to around 20 people, Mr. Rodger wrote, "My hatred and rage towards all women festered inside me like a plague. Their very existence is the cause of all my torture, pain, and suffering throughout my life." This one, as others have pointed out, this one is different from the others in that we know exactly what he was thinking. I'm not the first to point that out, but it is an important point. We know exactly what motivated him. In fact, he put it out there before the incidents, before the stabbings and shootings. He felt slighted. He felt, well, why aren't women interested in me? Why can't I get the girls? Why don't they see that they should be with me? Right now, there are tens of millions of men that feel that way. one in tens of millions acts out the way this guy did. So how do they respond? With another stupid hashtag. Over the weekend, those videos and the ensuing violence sparked a social media campaign on Twitter, hashtag YesAllWomen, which had drawn more than 1.6 million, mostly supportive comments by Tuesday afternoon. Many were from women sharing frustration over what they called an epidemic of violence and entrenched aggressive behavior against women. Really. Now, I'm not saying that violence against women isn't a problem. It is. Anytime there is violence against women, that's a problem. This is not socially accepted violence, however. This is a guy, probably mostly a loner, fitting the profile for the most part of all of these mass killings. As I said, the exception in this case is we know what motivated him. The other ones were left wondering why. We know why. He felt women should pay attention to him and they didn't. He felt women should date him and they didn't. So he hated all women. Now, I think that is some type of mental health issue. There's no question about it. That doesn't just make him a jerk. It's some type of mental health issue. This is frustrating as hell to me. This is a textbook example. And I'm not prejudging police who didn't take action. I don't know. But this is a textbook example of someone with mental health issues. And in this case, unlike other cases, just as we know the motivation, his parents knew he had issues. And they tried desperately to get him help. It didn't matter. In the end, he still acted out. He allowed rejection. He allowed perceived marginalization to drive him to this. Probably to drive him to a degree mad. I don't know. But it has nothing to do with the guns. It has nothing to do with societal indifference to violence against women. And to start a stupid hashtag and think you're accomplishing something is a joke. And I'm sorry, but that's what it is. It's a joke. This hashtag activism makes people feel good and doesn't accomplish a damn thing. You want to protect women? Let's stop. I don't know what happened where police didn't intervene, but I will tell you that police are very cautious to intervene because we have built the societal norm where you've got to be very careful about, well, you can't just assume there's anything wrong with him just because his parents are concerned. And there's this air. I'm telling you, that's the way people think. So there's this erring to the side of caution when it comes to intervention. Well, you know, that's what's happened. Again, I'm not saying the police did that. I wasn't there. I don't know what happened. I don't know what he told them. But he even posted, look, thank God they didn't want to take a look at my room and see what was there. Yeah, I don't know. I can't judge what they did or didn't do. I wasn't there. But I understand that there's that built-in concern. And he had good parents, comes from an affluent family. They looked around, didn't see anything. Again, could they have done more? Perhaps. I don't know. Should they have explored more? I don't know. But I know there's this tendency to be cautious and not prejudge anyone. And that's because that's what we've built in societally. You're not supposed to assume that someone has a mental health issue. So now we make this about violence against women when he was obviously disturbed. And no campaign other than one that deals with disturbed people and not guns. It is how the knife in this is being ignored is extraordinary to me. And what we do is, well, see, this is a systemic problem about violence against women. This is a problem with guns. This is a problem with this. This is a problem with that. This is a disturbed young man whose parents tried to get him help, and yet he still was able to act out. Some people are judging the parents in this case. I think that's nuts. I don't know what else they could have done. They reached out for help. Again, I don't know what persuaded the police not to. I don't know. But the reaction to this, to me, is just, it's just the same old, same old, same old. An advocacy group, the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, called for a new legal tool, a gun violence restraining order, to limit access to firearms. Josh Horowitz, executive director of the Washington-based group, said a family member could seek a restraining order for someone threatening harm against others, as Mr. Roger allegedly did. Had a restraining order been used in this case, a tragedy may have been averted, he said. Not for the three who were stabbed to death. Jason says it goes back to parents who want to help their kids and the system doesn't do anything because they think they know better. That may or may not be the case. I don't know how the police ultimately decided not to move further when they first were asked to intervene. But the way that we just dance all around the reality here. Who's responsible for this? This young man. Why? Is it because he was rejected by women? No, okay, this is exactly my point. Compare your discussion about the police in this case with the instance in Milwaukee where they confiscated the gun and arrested the woman after 9 hours. Yeah, there was no evidence at the time. And that's why I'm not judging the police here. However, here's the big difference. She made one comment to her psychiatrist. This kid was showing a pattern of behavior that prompted his parents, not a psychologist or psychiatrist, the people with who he lives, call police. I think the two are apple and oranges, and you can't even compare them. If you have any thoughts on this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. All right, I'm on to other things. It's 948.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.